Hey, this is Evan Longoria of your San Francisco Giants, and you're listening to TortureCast.
Hey, Giants fans, this is Chad from TortureCast, and today I went up to AT&T Park for Media Day, where I was able to sit down with several of the Giants players. I did get about 10 minutes of one-on-one time with the Giants' new third baseman, Evan Longoria. Seems like a pretty cool dude, pretty chill, and we talk a little bit about the park, his experience in Tampa Bay, artificial turf, and a few other things. Hope you enjoy it. Oh yeah, almost forgot, but this entire video interview is actually online on YouTube. Just Google it, you'll find it. Hope you enjoy it.
Chad from TortureCast, good to meet you, Evan. Welcome to San Francisco.
Thanks.
So, silly question right off the top. Everybody's talking about the wear and tear of artificial turf and all that.
Yeah.
Is that really a big deal? I mean, can you feel it over the course of a season playing at least half your games on turf?
I mean, I think so. I mean, it's tough for me to kind of share the the two things that I can speak to in terms of that are kind of the feeling that you have when you play a long road stand on grass and then you come back to the turf. You know, you can feel kind of a not necessarily immediate, but you know, over the course of the first couple days back at home, you can feel that kind of the impact of the way that the turf, you know, your body reacts to the turf. Your legs are a little bit more sore, your lower back gets sore, and not from personal experience, but from hearing from other guys too, you know, that play on grass all year when they come into play, you know, a series that in the second or third day they're complaining about, you know, how their feet hurt, their back hurt, you know, legs hurt. And so I know that there's been kind of mixed opinions. You know, I've talked to the guys who do the field turf for us there, and they, you know, would say that they have all these studies that show that, you know, there's no significant impact on, you know, major injuries or whatever. But I mean, you talk to the guys and you ask them, and they say, you know, it definitely feels different when you play here, you know, than when you play on grass.
Yeah, I guess it's a far cry from back in the 70s when they essentially slapped AstroTurf on concrete.
Yeah, yeah, it's much different than that, and it's much better than that, and it's gotten better, you know, over the years. But, I mean, there's no substitute for natural grass, you know.
Yeah. I mean, you know, looking at the games played, I mean, you've had, what, 150-plus games each of the last, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 seasons.
Yeah.
So what do you attribute that to? Training, regimen, just good genetics kind of combination?
No, it's not, definitely not good genetics. I mean, I think it starts with the commitment to play that many games. You know, my goal every year is going into spring is it's not numbers necessarily, it's games played. You know, that's, I think that is the biggest thing is, you know, being, you know, signing up to play that many. You know, when you start telling yourself, you know, if I play, you know, 130 games, I'll be okay with that. You know, it's like, I mean, I sign up to play 162 games. You know, that's my goal every year. And so, you know, even if I'm not able to accomplish all of those, you know, if I can push myself to play 155 or whatever it is, I mean, there's days, you know, that are, it's probably smarter to take a day off if you're banged up or whatever, but you know, the fans pay good money, the team pays good money to see me play, and so I enjoy being out there, and that's the, you know, I think the most important thing is just being ready to play that many.
Obviously, AT&T Park isn't exactly a home run friendly park, but you're not a 30 home run kind of guy, but you've been very consistent in the 20s again. Looking at those numbers, obviously, for Giants fans is very attractive. I mean, even if you do take a few off the board because of the park, I mean, that's not something that's going to crush you because you're probably going to get more doubles than triples.
No, I mean,
you're still going to get triples, right?
Yeah.
We'll see.
I think I had a couple last year, but the goal, like I said, you know, I've been asked that question a couple times since I've been here in terms of the park and how, you know, it's unfavorable to home run hitters, whatever, but it's the goal is to win games. You know, the goal is to put runs on the board, however we can do that. And it's not going to crush me. It's not going to hurt my feelings if I don't hit, you know, 40 home runs because of the ballpark. I mean, it's always, if you hit the ball squarely, you know, it's going to go out. I don't think that the ballpark is going to take many, like, balls that were actual home runs in other parks and that are not going to be home runs here, you know. Again, it remains to be seen. I haven't played a game here, but
You actually have not played a single game.
No.
That's interesting.
But at the same time, it, you know, like I said, it's really about winning games, and it's not gonna hurt my feelings if I don't hit. You know?
Right. Yeah. Where'd you play in college again?
Long Beach State.
Long Beach. That's right. Good old dirtbag.
Yeah.
Another dirtbag. That's great. Southern California. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Downey.
You were in Downey. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. with Andrew McCutchen joining the team in that trade, I mean, I'm sure that just kind of sent some more positive emotions through the club, especially after last year. I know you weren't part of the team last year, but 98 losses, a lot of people were down about the year. A lot of people attributed to, oh, Bum got hurt, this injury, that injury, belt, all that stuff. It might have been more than that, but it certainly looks like a nice bolster to this offense with you and Kutch coming on.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You know, I know obviously you, if you lose 98 games, you kind of have your struggles on both sides. You know, you can't really blame it on pitching or defense. You know, it's kind of a team. It takes a lot to go wrong to lose. I mean, I've been a part of teams that have lost, you know, 90 plus games, and it's tough. And there's no one to blame. You know, it's a collective loss. But yeah, I mean, I think offensively, we definitely feel like we've added. You know, Kutch and I and Austin, I think, feel like we can be great additions to the offense, great pieces to insert, you know, where there may have been some holes last year. I think, you know, obviously keeping Belt healthy and on the field is going to be a big deal. You know, like we were talking about earlier, I mean, he's a Gold Glove caliber first baseman, and I think he led the team in home runs last year too, even though he played, you know, only half to three quarters of the year or whatever it was. So, you know, that is important. You know, bringing in Kutch, I think, you know, hopefully can add offensively and defensively. And so there's a lot of, I mean, obviously having Bum healthy for a full year is a big deal. And that's really all I can speak to. I mean, I don't know the full extent of the roster. I don't know, you know, how the back end of the bullpen is going to shape up. You know, I don't know who's going to be the fourth and fifth starters. I mean, I know that, you know, Ty was, you know, had pitched some innings last year in the starter's role. And there's a lot of things that I'm not privy to that, you know, are going to shape out in spring, and we'll figure out as a team.
Brandon Belt said something interesting. I was talking to him a few minutes ago, and said, what was it about last year? You know, it's hard to put one finger on as far as the 98 losses, but how are you guys going to respond this year? And he's like, that's all I've been thinking about all offseason is winning. That's what I want to do. That's what we need to do. And last year, because he's been part of the big culture of winning here since 2010, it's almost an expectation that they're going to be in the playoffs, at least every even year, right? You've heard that before.
Yeah.
And he said last year, just kind of the slide happened, got in the hole early. Oh, we'll work ourselves out. And it just never happened.
Yeah.
And he said this year, he's going to make a concerted effort to make sure the guys respond in a similar way. Now, with your experience in Tampa Bay, obviously you've been in the playoffs and you've had those 90-plus losses. I mean, is it something you can put your finger on as a collective to try and say, hey, we got to get out of the slump now? If you try too hard, is that a problem? You know, there's all those things we hear.
It's tough to, like, find the way. You know, I've said this, you know, probably 100 times before. Like, if I had the answer to that, then I would do it, you know, right? Like, I would make it happen in the clubhouse. I'd do whatever it takes to. I do whatever it takes to, you know, get myself or the team or whatever, whoever, out of that slump and turn it around immediately. But yeah, there's definitely a balance between, you know, putting enough pressure to where you're pushing yourself to figure it out and get out of it, and then, you know, putting too much pressure and having that pressure weigh you down and not be able to perform. So I think being here, being in this baseball environment here, it should make it a little bit easier, because in Tampa, we get some good crowds, but, you know, the crowds were sparse, and a lot of times you got to kind of bring that energy yourself. You know, you're trying to spark yourself to play. Whereas, you know, when you're playing in front of 40,000 a night, you know, there's a spark for you already, and the fans are telling you, like, you need to turn this around. You know, you got to figure it out, and so I think that helps with that. And I mean, you know, he's right that it's much more fun to win, and it's all I've been thinking about too. When we've made the when I came over here was, you know, yeah, they had a bad year last year, but the winning culture is there, and the belief that we can turn it around is there, and so, you know, that's exciting to me.
Yeah. Final question. So, real generic. What are you looking forward to the most here playing in San Francisco?
The fans. I mean, playing in front of the fans. Yeah, it's a pretty simple answer for me. Is just being able to experience, you know, playing here, and you know, what I'm most looking forward to is having some success, you know, like getting out of the gate hot, both personally and as a team, and bringing that belief back into the building, you know, back into, you know, not only the team and the players, because, you know, that's, I think, important and first and foremost is, you know, having the mentality change back to, okay, we lost 98 games last year, but that was last year. You know, this is a new year. Like, well, let's get out of the gate hot. Let's, you know, start believing from day one that, you know, we're going to be in the playoffs and we're going to be competitive. And then, you know, for myself, experiencing that personal success early on. And so I can kind of, you know, because, it, you know, as a, even being as established as I am and, you know, having as much belief as I do in myself, you still got to go out and do it. You still got to go out and experience some success and experience kind of the love of the fan base to, like, arrive, you know, to feel like, okay, I'm a Giant now, you know, I can do this in a new city.
All right, cool. Well, thanks. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.